So how can we come to epistemological certainty about the nature of the self, about the reality of the soul? The first thing is that any kind of knowledge, epistemology refers basically to the knowledge about knowledge. It is the methods by which we acquire knowledge. So one principle of epistemology is that we need the appropriate apparatus for perceiving particular things. So for example, I cannot measure the temperature of a body by standing on a weighing scale. That's something very simple to understand. I'll just move it. It's okay. No, it's fine. So, what we can do is look for appropriate method. So, if I have a fishing net which has, say, holes of the size of, say, 2 cm by 2 cm, then any fish that is smaller than that size will not be caught by the fishing net. No matter how long I keep the fishing net in the river. So, we need the appropriate apparatus. And modern mainstream science primarily focuses on looking for material explanations for material phenomena. And whenever anything non-material comes up, science tries to sideline that, neglect that. So, we need consciousness itself has to be experientially perceived. I'll give a simple example of this. Suppose there's a famous brain surgeon. And his brain surgeon, specialist, he comes home and he finds his wife is upset with him. Now, will he tell her that, let me do a brain scan to find out why you are upset? She will tell him, you go and scan where you lost your brain. Isn't it? So, there is an experiential aspect to our life which cannot be perceived through any technological instruments. There is an experienced first person reality. So, that is the level of consciousness, and that consciousness cannot be pursued through any external experiments. It is we have to subject ourselves to the necessary experiment. So, when we practice yoga, when we raise our consciousness, spiritual sound, especially the sound of mantras, is like an elevator for consciousness. See, we say somebody is the ground floor and at the first floor, there is a feast and you can get the fragrance of some delightful dessert. Now, we can sense that, but if you want to go there, we have to rise to the first floor. So, like that, consciousness is what is coming from the first floor of reality, whereas we are presently at the ground floor of reality. So, at the ground floor of reality, we cannot taste that delicacy. We have to rise to the first floor of reality. So, that means to raise to the first floor of reality is yoga. One of the practices in yoga is mantra. So, when we repeatedly, receptively utter the mantras, basically we situate our consciousness in spiritual sound, and that spiritual sound raises our consciousness upwards to the spiritual level, where pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, where we directly perceive the reality. This requires a process of growing spiritually. To give a biological example for this, when a baby is newborn, the newborn baby, she doesn't understand anything. For her, all of existence is potential food. Whatever she says, she puts in her mouth and tries to taste it. Now, initially when she is newborn, she may not even understand that there is my mother who is breastfeeding me. Yes, something, somewhere some nice substance, liquid is coming. But as she grows, then she starts understanding, this is my mother. Now, suppose it's cold at night and the baby is sleeping and she's shivering. And then the mother comes and puts a blanket on the baby. At that time, the baby, she may not even understand, this was my mother, and because of her love, she put the blanket over me. But what she will experience is, oh, I'm feeling cozy. I was trembling, now I'm feeling cozy. And as the baby grows up and she understands, this is my mother loves me. And then when she feels the blanket on her, at that time she will be able to connect. Oh, my mother must have come here. Mother must have put the blanket on me. She has not yet opened her eyes, but she is able to make that connection between the warmth of the blanket and the love of the mother. Not just the love of the mother, the presence of the mother. My mother is there and she has put the blanket on me. So similarly for us, when we practice spirituality, when we raise our consciousness through spiritual sound, In this world, there is agitation, there is anxiety, there is stress. But when we raise our consciousness upwards through spiritual practice, we experience relief from that stress. It is like a comforting blanket being put on us. And this is a repeatable experience. Millions of people all over the world and billions throughout history have experienced the relief, the peace, the satisfaction that comes through yogic meditation, through meditation on spiritual sound. And as initially the baby just feels the relief, but as the baby grows up, she makes a connection between the comfort of the blanket and the presence of the mother. So like that, as our consciousness keeps getting raised consistently, we start making the connection between the experience of peace, the experience of satisfaction, the experience of joy, and the presence of a higher reality. And that is something which no one else can do for us. Now, it is we ourselves have to experience the reality. And by experiencing that reality, then it becomes a lived reality for us. So just as in any scientific experiment, first there is a theory, then there is the experiment. And after the experiment, we come to a conclusion. So like that, the philosophy is a theory. And the practice of mantra yoga is the experiment, which will give us experiential verification of the higher spiritual reality. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions? Yeah, India.
In one of your slides, you mentioned